Coast FM, and Agony Aunt from Rathdrum, Tina Koumarianis, is with us. Tina, good morning.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
Good morning. You were listening into ourselves in May there, talking about the boosters and the 4 months and things like that.
Yeah.
And you are a person that can give us some experience.
A person of interest, exactly. I actually got COVID mid-February, and I popped down to Tierney's Pharmacy in Rathdrum on Friday to ask them, when I should have my booster. And they said, no, 4 months after you've actually had COVID. So he told me to come back at the beginning of June.
So there is a 4 month thing.
There is a 4 month, but he said, keep an eye out on the papers and the news, because they could knock it down to 3 months or 2 months, just, you don't know, but at this, today, it's 4 months from the time you've had COVID.
Okay, or got the previous booster.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, very good. Okay, it's Tina here with some questions, and the term here, it's a very disparaging term, but anyway, let's proceed. Hi, Tina, my daughter insists on going out with what I would consider a rather ugly, unwashed young man, and I just can't understand it. She's 23, from a very good family, and considered a very pretty girl. I'm wondering how I can talk her into spending time with somebody more suitable, a more suitable escort.
Well, I'm wondering, have you ever considered that he might be actually a really nice guy? And that's what the attraction is. She's not going on looks alone. Also, I'm wondering if she's ever suffered rejection somewhere along the line, either from a former better-looking boyfriend or, I don't know, maybe her father, that she has got this thing that she is looking for somebody not better looking than her. Because, you know, dating the ugly option when one is beautiful more or less ensures that you won't have to suffer rejection. Although, there's a downside to everything. It does make waking up in the morning not quite as enthralling as it might be.
Okay.
Now, you know, of course, we haven't explored the fact that she might be just a really nice person for whom looks aren't everything, and she actually sees beneath his tatty exterior. Anyway, you know, hold your breath. Better that she gets this out of her system now while she's young, rather than turning feral at 40. And if you give this guy a chance, you know, you might find out he is a really lovely guy. And you've got to, you know, our age group, or obviously you're probably younger, but, you know, we've got to look at the big picture. People do not look like, do you remember the old days on BBC when the presenters would turn up with dicky bows and the ladies with pearls and everybody was terribly smart and posh? Well, it's not like that anymore, you know. People have different looks and you've just got to accept it.
And looks fade as well.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yes. I think your daughter's very nice.
The thing is that sometimes if somebody can rely on their looks without developing their personality, whereas somebody with, say, considered lesser looks in a group or whatever, they work harder at their personality.
Well, I think we've had this conversation before, Declan, where I knew what must have been the ugliest guy in Scotland, but my God, he had sex appeal because he had the most fantastic personality. He was, and the women flocked after him. You see, if you just depend on your looks, sometimes those people can be very, very boring. And as you say, looks fade, and that's no use.
Right. Let's move on. It's asktinak@gmail.com. asktinak@gmail.com to get in contact with Tina. Hi, Tina. I think my so-called friend has taken some money and makeup from my room. How should I handle this?
Well, how should you handle it? It depends on whether you're prepared to do time or not. No, all kidding aside, one way or the other, this is a very tricky situation. Are you quite sure you have actually lost this money and makeup and that it could only be her who has taken it, that you haven't put it somewhere safely and you've forgotten about it? If you are sure, you could set a honey trap for the next time she visits and see if she takes the bait. When you're quite convinced that it's her, and while she still has the loot on her, in a calm, non-aggressive way, ask her if she has seen or borrowed it. If she denies all knowledge, then you're going to have to decide how much she means to you, you know, and depending on that, if you still want her in your life, lock up your goods before her visits, or alternatively, you know, just get rid of her. After all, a real friend wouldn't nick your stuff. She'd borrow it with your permission, and yes, you'd probably never get it back, but at least she would have asked.
A thief is something very, very hard to recover from being a thief.
It is.
Even in a job somewhere, if somebody steals something, you know, it just puts an atmosphere in that that person can't be trusted.
No, exactly. It's bad enough in a job where they're nicking biros or something, but when somebody you consider to be a really good friend and you have them in your house and they start nicking your stuff, I think, you know, you're going to... When you're quite sure it is her, I'd step away from the vehicle. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have continue nicking all your stuff. That's not on.
Right. Dear Sheena, my friend bails on me at the last minute all the time. I'm fed up with it. Any ideas how I can stop her doing it?
Well, you can't stop her doing it, but if you can be bothered, considering the flippant way she treats you, you can limit your availability so you become more desirable to be with. When she sees that you're not on call for her day and night, she might just clean up her act. I'd go out with other friends and make sure she hears about it. Then, if she questions you as to why she wasn't invited, you can simply look at her and say, oh, well, you normally don't turn up. I just didn't think you'd be interested. You know, that's what I do. I say, you never turn up, so I didn't think you'd be interested, so I didn't bother asking you. That way she might realise she's not as important as she thinks she is, and that there are people who value your company and are happy to spend time with you. Also, having spent time with others, you might just find that she's not worth the bother. You know, really, yeah. You know, why
it's
should
you... It's frustrating, though, I'm sure, that this other person is getting ready to go out and looking forward to you. Maybe has cancelled a few other things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But, I mean, who does this girl think she is that she can just dump you? She, you know, a better offer. It's like when you, you know, you invite people to lunch or something and they say, who else will be there? None of your damn business. Come along and find out. You know, it's like, depending on who's going, I might come and I might not. No, that's rude. Don't ask.
Yes. Now, one more. Dear Tina, 2 years ago, I confided an embarrassing secret to a very close friend. I was horrified when, after a few drinks, she divulged it at a dinner party. I spoke to her afterwards, but she said I was just being petty. I really hate her now, but I'm too afraid to get rid of her in case she spreads my business everywhere. What can I do?
Personally, I'd think about hunting her down and eating her young, but that's just my personal opinion. Anyway, you have got to put this into perspective. Is this problem really as dreadful as you think it is, or is it just really embarrassing for you? You may be surprised to find how many people are hardened these days to what we think are hideous indiscretions, and they don't even think of anything of it. It's just, you know, nothing to them. Your so-called friend obviously thought it was suitable fodder to throw into the mix at the dinner party. It's extremely nasty of her to use your life as some sort of frivolous banter. And regardless of whether or not she repeats it further, she's no friend of yours and should be treated accordingly. If it was me, I'd quietly dump the bitch.
Oof.
That's what I'd do. But that's just a personal opinion. If you want to sort of tag her, but don't be held hostage by her because you think she's going to spread it elsewhere. Because if it is that tasty, trust me, the other people at the dinner party will probably mention it. So I wouldn't hold on to her. She's no friend if she's letting you down like that.
Yeah. Confiding an embarrassing secret. I mean, you have to make a judgment on somebody in the first place in order to have that conversation about your secret.
I think if you've got an embarrassing secret, keep it to yourself, because you can never tell when a relationship will fall apart or something will happen and you will be sorry. Think, you know, how would I feel if this got out? And, you know, your gut feeling tells you, don't tell anyone about it because, you know, what if it comes back to bite me?
Yes, okay. Sometimes there's a need to tell the secret people. You know, sort of, they're bursting to confide in somebody and not make maybe the best judgment as regards who they pick.
Yeah, well, I'd keep it within the family. Mind you, having said that, I probably wouldn't tell my sister anything. But my poor mother, when she was alive, there was nothing I couldn't discuss with her. She was brilliant, and I knew it would go no further. But, if that girl sounds like she was getting mileage off your problem, and that is not, you know, a good place to be.
It's bigger than the secret, though, in a way. I think it goes to how strong a friend that person is. And it's a judgment on their character. So do you want a person who would let out your secret to others be your friend?
Yeah.
And as you say, dump them if they do this sort of thing because they've let you down.
Well, I think this lady who wrote in obviously holds her friend in much higher esteem than the girl who let her secret out, because you don't use your friend's problems to have a laugh. And, you know, obviously when this girl told her friend, she was very serious and very upset about it. And the idea that that friend would then turn round and make a joke out of it at a dinner party, this girl knew what she was doing when she let it out. By the way, I sent you that video through Claire of them saying they're going to Nuke Ireland. And a friend of mine had a very good idea. She said, we should chuck them all out and give the Russian embassy to the Ukrainians to live in.
There's another problem solved. Okay, ask TinaK@gmail.com. Thank you, Tina.
Not at all. See you next.